This is BayFM News. I'm Tanya Organ. As the current president at the helm of the teachers' union prepares to hand the reins over to a new president, Trent Langdon is reflecting on the past term. 200 members of the NLTA are in St. John's for their annual biennial meeting. Langdon says there's been a lot of work done over the past 4 years.
It's been a culmination. We've worked very hard over the last 4 years just bringing to the public's attention and certainly bringing the government's attention the big issues that teachers are facing on the ground. And the BGM is the ultimate decision-making authority for our organization internally, and it sets the stage for the next 2 years.
Langdon says members will debate and vote on resolutions this week.
We'll be reviewing our bylaws, reviewing resolutions brought forward by our members. Our resolutions ultimately, as I said, direct us where we're going to go, key issues to face, potential priorities moving forward.
Government announced 400 new teaching positions in budget 2025, and Langdon says he's never seen such an investment in education.
I guess proof is always in the pudding, or as they say, you know, devil is in the details, but to know that government has invested in 400, from my experience in the last 20-something years in teaching, I have never seen a budget this positive for education. It's very rewarding to see that government listened after all of the investment, but that's not where this ends. This is a starting point, if anything.
Langdon says they need to see some clear-cut strategies on how to fill these positions. The recruitment and retention piece has to be expanded. And finally, some part-time teachers who've been struggling can now get full-time work. That's your latest BayFM News. I'm Tanya Organ, reporting for the Local Journalism Initiative.